B-Pod Studios.
Authorities are still searching for a motive from Friday's bizarre attack on TSA agents by a man with a machete and a can of wasp spray. It happened at New Orleans International Airport. The suspect, Richard White, 62, died at an area hospital. He was shot once in the chest, once in the leg, and once in the face by a female Jefferson Parish lieutenant sheriff's officer. And I'm told we have a witness. Mr. Jeffrey, are you there?
This is Mr. Jeffrey.
Mr. Jeffrey, can I, just to make it less formal, can I have a first name, please?
Certainly. My name is Chive.
All right, Mr. Chive Jeffrey. Chive, you were at...
My name is... I'm sorry, sir. There is a misunderstanding. My name is Clive.
I think I said that. Chive. It's Chive, Mr. Chive Jeffrey. Am I correct in saying that, sir?
That is incorrect, sir. my name is pronounced Jive.
Jive, Mr. Jive. Jive, like in... Okay, Mr. Jive Jeffrey. You were at New Orleans International Airport on Friday evening. Did you, in fact, see what was going on?
I must correct you.
Yes, sir.
I believe the name of the airport is Louis Armstrong International. My colleagues and I were headed to New Orleans for a concert on gender identity issues at the Sandra Van Oka Civic Center.
Did your passengers you were traveling with, your friends, also see what happened at the airport?
Yes, although there was some mix-up with transportation and different flights, we all were able to gather at the duty-free shop, and my colleagues, Mr. Joseph, Mr. Douglas, and several others were there. And Mr. Dorothy was there as well.
Mr. Dorothy? And, is that a first name? So his last name, is it's like Frank Dorothy.
Well, I must remind you, the reason we had made our way to the Mr. Lewis airport.
Right, in New Orleans, where you witnessed the machete attack.
Was because of a gender identity conference.
At the Sander Van Oker.
At the Sander Van Oker Convention Center.
Okay.
And Mr. Dorothy was born a man, identified as a woman.
Oh, I get that. Okay. So you were actually traveling with somebody that was, you know, obviously going for the gender identity talk there, who was a man, is now a woman. So it Dorothy, yes. Dorothy is Mr. Dorothy's first name? Wait a second. It would be Mrs. Dorothy, or if that's not their last name, it would be their first name. So it would be Dorothy what?
To be clear, Mr. Dorothy. Born a man, identifies as a woman, but dresses as a man.
Well, Dorothy is kind of like Douglas. You went with a Mr. Douglas. And then you have Mr. Dorothy. Are they related?
Mr. Dorothy and Mr. Douglas?
Yes.
My goodness, no. Mr. Joseph was there as the keynote speaker. And he is also there with Mr. Dr. Sissy.
Who's Mr. Dr. Sissy now? Help me on this. Was he at New Orleans Airport, too? Mr. Dr. Sissy.
He is a world-famous surgeon who is originally from Egypt.
Okay.
And incidentally is related to their current leader, Mr. General Sissy.
All right. Okay. So there's one, two, three. There's about six of you that are at the airport. and you've arrived, different flights, different travel arrangements. What
Mr.
did you
Robert and Mr. William were there as well.
Mr. Roberts and Mr. William. Now, who are these
Mr.
guys?
Robert, Mr. Robert and Mr. William.
Is it Mr. Roberts or Mr. Robert?
Mr. Robert.
Mr. Robert and Mr. Yes. And Mr. William or Williams?
Yes. And
Williams? A William? A what?
Mr. William and Mrs. Kelly.
Mrs. Kelly.
Now, Mrs. Kelly was born as a woman, identifies as a man, and dresses like a small child of indeterminate sex.
So wouldn't that be Miss Kelly instead of Mrs. Kelly?
No, she is gay married.
She's gay married.
She is gay married to Mr. Dorothy.
All right, I'm following. Now I finally got it.
And we were all making our way through the terminal to board a small bus to take us to the Sander Van Oucke Convention Center.
All right, so between the terminal and the small bus,
yes,
something happened when you saw this Richard White take out a machete using the insecticide spray going after the TSA agents. You were right at that gate. You saw it all happen, Mr. Jeffrey Jive.
Yes, yes. And we were somewhat delayed. Mr. William and Mr. Robert are gay twins, and they are both clinically obese.
I did not know that.
We had to wait for the luggage trains.
Okay, yes, as so many of us do.
Because they are not mobile, sir. We had to wait for the luggage train because the usual electric motor on the golf cart-style vehicles will not support their girth.
Okay, I understand. Let's get back to what you saw. We're up to about 9, 10 people.
When you are at an airport and you see the little choo-choo train taking the baggage to the airport, they had to bring one of them into the terminal to accommodate the girth.
Oh, my goodness.
Mr. Robert and Mr. William.
Who are brothers.
Gay twins.
Oh, gay twin brothers. Okay, so it's you, Mr. Jeffrey. It's Mr. Joseph. It's Mr. Douglas. It's Mr. Dorothy. Mrs. Dr.
Kelly.
Sissy. The twins, gay twins, Mr. Robert and Mr. William. And then you also came along with Mrs. Kelly.
And Mrs. Shirley.
And Mrs. Shirley.
She's the caregiver.
She's the caregiver of whom?
Mr. Robert.
What about Mr. William? They're brothers. They're both obese. Wouldn't she be caregiver to both of them?
No, because Mr. William is a prideful man who denies he needs assistance, yet he accepts it.
All right, so you address it as her just being the caregiver for Mr. Robert.
Well, that's out of respect for both Mr. Robert.
All right, I understand that.
William.
I understand. What did you guys see? Did you see the guy with the machete? Yes or no? No?
Oh, but Mr. Stanley, who was traveling with us, did.
Who's Mr. Stanley?
He was briefly arrested.
Really? Why? What was he briefly arrested for?
Well, Mr. Stanley was born a woman.
Okay.
And identifies as a woman, but chooses to dress like an animal.
Like a furry.
I believe that's what they are called.
Yeah, they're called furries. Boy, you got a strange group. And you all traveled together? You all came as a group?
Yes, for the conference on gender identity issues.
At the Sander Van Oucke. You're right. And how'd that go by? I don't want to know. So did you say you didn't see the machete, but that Mr. Stanley, who was arrested briefly because he was a furry, saw it?
I thought you were asking about the conference.
I'm not asking about the Sander Van Oucke conference. I don't want to know about this. No, I don't want to even get into that.
What I can tell you is that Mr. Frank did not appreciate the discussion, but such is lights.
Who's Mr. Frank?
He was involved in the subject of the Frank discussion.
So there was a Frank discussion at the Sander Van Ocker Auditorium.
And Mr. Frank was the subject.
Of a Frank discussion.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me see. Yes.
Mr. Stanley.
Yes.
Saw the gentleman come in wielding a machete.
He saw nothing of it. Yes.
He thought nothing of this.
He didn't?
No.
Why?
Because in Mr. Stanley's country, it's common for people with machetes to be in the airport.
What country is Mr. Stanley from?
Senegal.
Senegal?
The Yoruba people.
So, you, Mr. Jeffrey, traveling with Mr. Joseph, Mr. Douglas, Mr. Dorothy, Mr. Yes. Dr. Sissy, the fat gay twins, Mr. Yes. Robert and Mr. William, along with Mrs. Kelly and yes. Mrs. Shirley, who is the caregiver to Mr. Robert. You were there also with Mr. Stanley, who recognizes as a furry, to go to a Frank discussion with Mr. Frank at the Sander Van Ocker.
Mr. Frank, about Mr. Frank.
About Mr. Frank.
Yeah.
And the only one that saw anything was Mr. Stanley, the furry, who was briefly arrested.
Yes. Now, Officer Trinidad questioned Mr. Tobago. And Mr. Stanley was accused of being involved in this attack because there was wasp spray involved.
Yes, yeah, I know there was wasp spray.
My understanding is it was an insecticide.
Yes.
Highly pressurized. That he had used to wound or blind security personnel.
Did you see any of that?
The reason that Officer Trinidad accosted Mr. Tobago and Mr. Stanley is that Mr. Stanley was freshly bathed in duty-free cologne, which had a similar scent to the insect spray.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney.
just like my grandpa used to say. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
That's right. You're not allowed to say that anymore.
Nope. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Oh, got a big announcement here.
What's the big announcement?
Big announcement, and it's mainly geared to people that listen to this show, and then afterwards it's going to cost you. Remember all this week I was reading that thing where it was basically hands-off for us. Big announcement.
Yeah, we couldn't be trusted with it.
We couldn't be trusted with it. Well, the announcement was made.
Wait a second. You know what the secret announcement was?
Oh, and I got all the details on it and how the Stan and Haney listener can benefit.
Because I still don't know what it is.
Well, let me...
Because I was asleep. I was asleep when they made the big announcement.
Yeah, what, just before noon?
Yep. Well, when it was at 10:45, wasn't it?
Yeah, 10:45.
That's ungodly, right?
Yeah.
Nobody's awake then.
I was walking into the building then. How you doing? All right?
All right. I was up until the wee hours of the morning monitoring all those things that need to be done.
Right. There is going to be...
I was there live when the president walked away.
And said nothing.
Yeah. No, but I could have.
Yeah.
I was on standby.
Remember how... And I'm going to do this carefully so not to step on any toes. Because I got a big announcement.
In addition to the big announcement...
No, this is
already,
the big announcement. The big announcement...
But you know what? I don't know what it is. So
yeah,
if you're
going to keep doing this, you won't know what it is.
If you want to hype it, I legitimately don't know what it is, so I could get all excited.
Look, I don't want you to get all excited. I want you to open up those deaf ears of yours and listen.
Well, I just want to know what you're talking about with this whole Stan and Haney special business.
I'm going to tell you!
Because we said we'd never do it again.
Ever again, because it would cause permanent damage. But it's a different special. So...
You need any special music or anything?
No, I don't. The music that's on now is fine. Now, I had a rough day yesterday. I had a rough
day. You were on edge.
I started this show today with a bit of a buffer, you know, a little bit of a brake pad.
Yeah?
It's starting to get to the metal.
Synthetic or organic?
The cheapest ones.
Now, there you go. Could have told you that. We doing an interview here or what? Oh, I'm sorry. Shouldn't do that to you.
No, you shouldn't. That also brings back bad memories that I still have not recovered from.
But it's a crazy big announcement.
The announcement has already been made. Now I'm.
But
trying,
I don't know what it is.
If you just zip that lip. Now think back.
You ever going to spill the beans? Or
I'm about to. I'm trying to. Now if you think back to the birth of a lot of the local rock shows. Remember the old days, the 99X Fest?
Well, I remember the K-Rock birthday show.
And the K-Rock birthday show, well, that started out big. That started out huge. But then you had the Rockfort stuff.
And yeah. I thought it was a big dressing festival at first.
Well,
Rockfort.
The powers that be have to birth something to turn into, in a few years, another one of these big, giant things.
Well, then they'll just get stolen again.
I think they got this one protected. But it's starting out small this year, but you can be the first people involved with it. Because it's going to get bigger. This is the birth of what, in a few years, is going to be mega. Swamp Fest. That was what was announced at 10:45. Now, it's going to start out indoors at the ranch in Fort Myers on Sunday, April the 14th. Years to come, this thing is going to turn into an extravaganza. 96 K-Rock presents Swamp Fest featuring Pop Evil with special guests Memphis Mayfire and Messer. It's 96 K-Rock Swamp Fest,
Sunday, April 14th at the Ranch in Fort Myers. Now, tickets go on sale at 96krock.com tomorrow for the general admission price of $25. Then they got VIP packages and all that. But $25 for the general admission price tomorrow, 10 a.m. From now until they're gone, during the Stan and Haney show, you can go on 96krock.com and get those $25 tickets for $15. Only during our show. It's the Stan and Haney special. Tickets don't go on sale officially until tomorrow. Right now, during this little window, they've got a limited number of tickets that they'll let go for 15.
Stan, can you put a price tag on history?
You can't. This is the little zygote right now. This thing's going to grow and get big. Pop Evil, special guests, Memphis Mayfire and Messer. April 14th at the Ranch in Fort Myers. It's Swamp Fest. Tickets are $25. You can get them right now during the Stan and Haney show for $15. When they're gone, they're gone. Go to 96krock.com. And I'll be mentioning that throughout the show. $15 tickets while we're on the air. And while they last. Okay? There you go. All right, we got to take a break. But before we do that, Naples Nissan. So often we tell you how much off, what can you... Let's get to the bare facts. Let's give you some automobiles and let you know what's going on with our buddy Aaron and his son Chad Walker at Naples Nissan.
Oh, the Walker boys, they got it taken care of.
Yep. How about a full-sized, fully loaded Titan Crew Cab SV in your driveway for $479 a month out the door? That's $479 per month with absolutely zero down, tax and all fees included.
$479
per month.
Well, I've seen that before where they'll say that and then I got to put a bunch of money down. I am not doing it.
No, you don't have to. $479 a month for a full-size Titan. Or how about a Rogue? $379 per month. Or a Sentra? $279 per month.
What if I'm just looking to, say, scam some gift cards?
Sure. Take a test drive. You get $100 worth of gift cards.
Ha ha, sucker, but I really like this car.
You're darn right. They've got a bunch of Nissans on the lot right now, all priced to move. You get the $100 worth of gift cards and out-the-door prices with zero down. The tax and all that stuff included, so you're not surprised when you sign everything and say, wait, that's more than what I thought.
Don't be a dummy. Go see the Walker boys.
Yep. You'll be glad you did. Pine Ridge Road or visit NaplesNissan.com. We'll be back.
Beautiful beaches, world-class golf, and all the five-star amenities you've come to expect from the only radio show you can truly trust with all your financial retirement needs. Okay, that's for Collier. Let's do Lee. We can readily recommend a full-service bail bonds agency with over 50 years of experience. On call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Or we could just go with, thanks for listening, Suncoast Estates. And we didn't forget you, Pine Manor, Essay, or Holmes, whichever you prefer. Stan and Haney on 96KROQ.
Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. About an hour from now, we're going to give you a chance to win. We'll play Stan's What's on the List. Later on today, our question of the week. And while we're on the air today, go to 96krock.com and get your tickets for Swamp Fest featuring Pop Evil. Tickets go on sale officially tomorrow, but while we're on the air today, you can get them for $10 less. $15 for tickets. Go to 96krock.com. All right, you ready to do the grab bag?
Ready as I'll ever be. I'm dragging it a little bit today.
I understand. Everybody has days like that. You'll come around. You always do.
Thanks, Whipper.
Yeah. No problem, buddy.
I think you got to turn this up, either that or it's not plugged in.
Oh, no. No, I got it. Oh, no. Hold it. Try it now. Oh, there we go. Thank you. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
Want to thank Cowboy for stopping by.
Thank you, Cowboy.
Brought me a book.
He's good people.
Yeah, he is. Haney and I are very familiar because we've placed many a bet from the famous Santa Anita Park.
Oh, yeah.
They start racing.
That's the home of Lava Man, you know.
Well, they start racing today after a delay. Why?
Why?
Because the famous horse track in Southern California, follow me on this, has had 19 horses die since December. We're still
December?
In
December?
Yes. A few of them, stable issues, but apparently a few years back, they changed the dirt surface on the track with a sand-type dirt. They pack it and then put the fluff on top. Well, evidently with the rains and stuff that they've had, the packed surface has gotten loose. And it's become very dangerous.
Deadly?
Deadly. 19 horses died.
God, you hate to do that.
Since December. But, hey, I think we can get the first race right now from Santa Anita.
Welcome to Santa Anita Racetrack, everyone, as the first race is just about to begin. Track conditions today?
Slow. Very slow. Not good.
Not good at all. Let's look at the lineup. In lane one, we have Feeling Woozy.
In lane two, it's Glue Factory.
Next, in lane three, we have Bad Investment.
And since we had four other horses drop dead out of the race, our final horse is Dead Ringer.
I thought he looked familiar. And they're off! So far, none have made it out of the gate.
Blank stares from mares.
Feeling Woozy is leaning side to side. Glue Factory stuck in his tracks.
Going nowhere.
Bad Investment is moving slightly forward.
Falling forward.
And it looks like they're going to give it to Bad Investment.
The winner by a nose.
Winner, winner, horse meat dinner. Stay tuned for the next race featuring horses Mr. Dead,
Ground Chuck,
Godfather's Horse's Head,
and Trigger's Ghost.
Let the wagering begin!
Ah, great to see the old park open back up.
You know Lava Man's in the Hall of Fame now?
Of course Lava Man is.
And you see they're using him as a pony?
Are they?
Yeah.
Good. Horses got to do something. They retire young.
No, Lava Man was bringing out, like, Triple Crown horses. Yeah. They'd lead him out. Lava Man would bring him out.
Horse has to do something.
Because Lava Man, he's been there before. Yeah. He knows how to act.
Yeah. This is a rhetorical question. Most people should know the answer to it. I'll even bring Junior's mic up for this and ask both of you. When you go to a buffet, maybe, you know, an Asian buffet, but what is on the steamer table traditionally the item that customers go to first because that's their best value and it's their favorite? Buffet, that one item that they go for.
Yeah, everybody knows.
Yep, Junior.
Are you talking about an Asian buffet or just a traditional buffet?
Could be either or.
That's right. Either or, but I've seen them at Asian buffets.
I've seen you do it.
And you've seen me? Yes, you have. Guess?
I was going to say mashed potatoes.
No. Oh,
mashed potatoes? Are you kidding?
Come on, man. I don't know.
Haney, what's the go-to item on a buffet?
Any buffet. Crab leg.
Yep.
I saw Stan immediately, as soon as he got his plate, ran to the crab legs, picked them all up, and stacked them on his plate like a pyramid.
The value, and a lot of these Asian buffets do this now, they'll have the crab at the steamer table, but they upcharge you an extra $5 for it because, you know, you get...
You can't enforce that.
You get Fat Fanny in there and Two-Ton Fred.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And that's all they'll do. They'll sit there all day and just go straight to the crab legs. That's what happened. Two people got arrested after a fight over crab legs at a buffet in Huntsville, Alabama on Friday.
People, they could have any other food on either side of that. People will be jostling, elbowing each other, trying to get to the crab legs.
And most times if you go there and you go and grab, the crab leg bin is empty because they, and you got them waiting for them to bring a new one out of the kitchen. So, Huntsville, Alabama, two people get arrested over a fight over crab legs at the buffet. People were waiting for more crab legs to come out from the back room. And apparently somebody cut in line, pushed somebody aside, and then all hell broke loose.
Just as I sat down and literally maybe took two bites out of my plate. If you can imagine a fencing match, there's a woman who's beating a man. Plates are shattering everywhere. Everyone was saying that they cut me in line. She cut me in line. He cut me in line. I was here first. They had been waiting there for the crab legs for a good 10 plus minutes, maybe 15. So when they finally came out, it's very heated, especially if someone's taking more than their fair share.
And that happens a lot. Okay, you know what? And it's getting, it was never like this before. Yeah, you suspected it. But now it is a rule. Don't complain if there's something wrong with your food, because these millennials that are working, they'll do something. They'll do something. It was laughed at and frowned upon, and maybe some nutball would do it years ago. Now, don't complain, because they'll do something to it. Woman in Tennessee delivered some Mexican food last month and brought a male friend along to do the delivery. You know, hop in. I got to take the ride to deliver this Mexican food. Come on for the ride. The woman that they were delivering to had only tipped 89 cents when paying online. So before they dropped off the food, the guy who was just going along for the ride dropped his privates, the old Franks and beans, right into the salsa.
This is what you get when you give an 89 cents tip for an almost 30 minute drive.
Feels good in my
The video right there, that was just the audio. That was them thinking that it was so funny. Let's film my male friend doing it.
Mm-hmm. Let's make sure they have video evidence.
The video ended up on Facebook, so the guy is now in jail. The driver fired. Never ends. A woman in Georgia.
People are more and more willing to just film crimes.
Yep. Stupid. A woman in Georgia ordered an apple pie from McDonald's the other day. She had to wait 5 minutes for that pie.
Oh, my.
Then she assumed that they'd, because she had to wait 5 minutes, she assumed they'd give her the pie for free. Hey, I had to wait 5 minutes. I guess you're going to give me the pie for free. It's a dollar apple pie. I waited 5 minutes. And when they charged her for that apple pie,
when they had the nerve,
the unmitigated gall to charge her that dollar, she lost it. She's now facing a much higher bill.
Apple pie. Get that back means there. I get my money back.
Get back.
Do you understand?
Give me a hand. Put your hands behind your back.
Apparently,
a customer was getting irate because she was having to wait too long for an apple pie. Jeez. And starts using profanity and screaming at the employee, and starts aggressively walking towards her. She's punching her fist into her hand. $1.06 for an apple pie versus an $837 disorderly conduct citation. Yes, her car was towed from the scene too, so you can stack a tow charge on top of that.
Wake up, people.
I am not going to play anything from the Michael Cohen testimony except this.
Pathetic.
From the chairman of the committee, Democrat Elijah Cummings.
Are you talking... I'll wait and see what you're talking about. Because he did have a moment.
He did have a moment. No, this is something that if Junior possibly chops it up, could be a little thing added to our little drops. This is what you're dealing with Elijah Cummings yesterday at the hearing.
Tommy started swinging a golf club.
No, that's not it. What? Oh, I know what that is, but I can't play it.
It didn't sound like Elijah coming.
I don't have time. This is it. Here it is. There you go.
We're better than this. You know, I mean, come on now. I mean, we're better than that. Come on now. With that, this meeting is adjourned.
What? What was this? This is the guy that's leading the impeachment crusade.
We're better than this. You know, I mean, come on now. I mean, we're better than that. Come on now. With that, this meeting is adjourned.
He did have a very serious moment.
Yes, he did.
One of the female Muslim new congresswomen.
Yeah, the
I think it's Representative Taliban, I think her name is.
Yeah, from New York.
Yeah.
Yes, she was the one that said, we're going to go and impeach Trump, F Trump.
Well, you call an MF-er.
Right, yeah. In front of her son when on election night.
Yeah, and she accused Congressman Mark Meadows of having a guest with him as a prop.
Yeah, a black female.
And referred to her as a prop.
Yep, racist prop.
And kept it up, and Mark Meadows started to get hot.
He finally had enough.
And Elijah Cummings is the one that stepped in and put a stop to it.
Yep.
And let Representative Taliban know that's not how we do things here.
Yep. Had to instruct her because, what's his name?
Mark Meadows.
Meadows has children of color. He has nieces, nephews of color.
Yeah, that doesn't matter to Representative Taliban.
Is nothing, as he pointed out. This is a prop? I have people of color in my family. How dare you tell me that this is a prop? And then she, what's her name, Taliban?
I think it's Rashida Taliban.
From New York, said... I wasn't specifically talking about you.
Yes, you were. You were looking right at him.
Yep.
Yeah, unbelievable. It's Rashida Taliban.
Yep, I think that's who it is.
The other one, I think, is her name is Mullah Omar.
Yep.
And they're all friends with AOC.
Yes, they are. They're all one big happy family. They like to wear white.
Well, except for certain times.
Right.
Then it's too.
Yeah, it's best.
Yeah.
It's best. It could be embarrassing.
Yep.
Howie Mandel was on a new episode. This is horrible. Howie Mandel was on a new episode of Hollywood Medium with Tyler Henry. And Howie Mandel told the story of the worst day of his life. And this is how he described it. Let's go into the mind of Howie Mandel, germaphobe, worst day of his life.
The worst day of my life to date, beyond the passing of my father, was the burial of my father. And in the Jewish religion, you go back to the house and you have a service and you sit Shiva. And you know who I am. I'm a germaphobe, a friend of my father. And he was like tearing, and I was tearing, and he goes, "This is such a terrible thing, but I just wanted to say." And right in the middle of a sentence, he rushes. He goes, "I gotta go." And he runs out. And as he runs out, I think that he drops a candy or something. And I said, "Oh, you dropped it." And he just kept running. And so I picked up the candy to try to get him, but he had gone. But it wasn't a candy. And he had a stomach disorder. Gotcha. And I picked up, I thought it was a candy, and I went, "Oh my God." And I screamed. It was poop. And my mom screamed, and we're screaming, and she takes me into the bathroom, and she scalds my hand. You know, I won't shake hands. And now I have poop of a mourner on my hand, and she's pouring, like, alcohol, and I'm screaming. I'm going, "Help me, help me." And the people in the living room are just going, "Oh, this family is just in such pain for this loss." They have no idea that we're both just screaming because there's poop on my hand. But the worst day of my life, it was laugh after laugh after ridiculous laugh. And these are not stories that I have shared publicly.
Right.
Now I have.
Right.
Oh my gosh. You always used to say, "Shit happens."
Exactly.
And it did.
Oh, you dropped a little candy.
Yep. What was that? A little Tootsie Roll?
Wasn't he concerned when there was no wrapper?
No wrapper on it. Well, yeah. We wrap up the grab bag today. He was on The Daily Show last night. The great Louis Black. Talking about, well, vaccinations. Parents not vaccinating their kids. Louis Black.
One of America's classic diseases is making a comeback.
The U.S. is experiencing its worst measles outbreak since 2014.
Yes, the measles are back like a New Kids on the Block reunion tour. No one asked for it, and no one's happy to see it.
Pinterest is blocking searches related to vaccinations. The social media company says it wants to curb the spread of misinformation.
Who is getting their health information on Pinterest? That's where you're supposed to plan weddings and find tacky home decor. Then again, on Pinterest, you can find tips on how not to vaccinate your kid. And then find the perfect headstone for your unvaccinated kid. Oh, shut up! I'm up to date on my shots. I don't hear your oohs.
Grab bag. Brought to you by the Pure Mug North.
He hasn't been crucified yet.
I know. So far, so good. Hey, if they haven't gotten to him yet, I'm fine. We're going to take a break. We'll open up the phones when we come back. I'm also going to tell you about something that, yes, as Haney can see and as Junior noticed, I got a haircut today.
Yeah, you look good, Sonny.
It doesn't go without incident.
Well, it makes you look thinner.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I don't want ever again to hear a man say to me, "You want a shampoo and a massage?" We'll be back.
I'm sure Stan and Haney have a really funny joke coming up, right, guys?
Don't put the pressure on me.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. 239-277-9600. If you'd like to call into the show and talk to us live on the air. Always glad to take your phone calls. Of course, you've been hearing it since 10:45 this morning. 96 K-Rock presents Swamp Fest featuring Pop Evil.
Were you about to say 96 K-Rock prevents Swamp Fest?
Freudian.
Yeah, 40. I heard you.
96 K-Rock presents Swamp Fest featuring Pop Evil. Special guests Memphis May, Fire, and Messer. 96 K-Rock's Swamp Fest will be Sunday, April 14th at the Ranch in Fort Myers. Tickets go on sale tomorrow for $25, and then you'll get all the VIP stuff. But during our show only, you can go to 96krock.com right now and get them for $10 off. $15 a ticket while they last. Limited number. And when they go, they're gone. And then you got to wait till tomorrow and pay $10 more. So if you want to go to Swamp Fest for $15, get your tickets now during the show at 96krock.com while they last. While they last. Okay, let me explain this because it's different. If I had a barber, and I'm talking, remember how, when we had a barber, Haney? Right down the street, they closed up.
Oh, it was nice. Captain's chair.
Yep. The old seat, the barber chair.
Plenty of astringent.
A lot of witch hazel. Club man. You had the old man barber, his son in training.
Oh, yeah.
And you two styles, the regular or the butch.
Well, the regular, you had a buzz or a businessman.
Yes, that's exactly what it was. And you had no problem with, the barber cutting your hair. And then afterwards, after, you got your neck shaved, little astringent little witch hazel on there or club man. And you walked out feeling like a new man. They'd get the little powder duster, dust the neck.
And while you're waiting, got a Playboy there, TV on.
Yep. Well, today, if you aren't lucky enough to have a barber, you go to a regular hair place and get your hair cut.
A lot of blue humor.
Yep. Yes.
We're all men. So we can enjoy it.
I will not mention the name of this place, but I've been there before. I'm what they call a regular. I'm in their computer system. I can actually go ahead of time, check in, and they got me ready to roll. This place, without getting into details, has a female staff primarily.
Not exclusively.
Well, I found that out. So I go in, and I see that I'm still five people away from getting my hair cut this morning. This one, you can get a haircut. They'll give you a rub down, skull rub, hot towels, all this stuff. I like it. So I go in and got a room full of guys waiting to go and get their hair cut, and three women on the floor cutting the hair. Young, mostly attractive women. One was a little heavy, but she still had a pleasant face.
Probably the wisecracker, Joker.
Yeah. And the three on the floor. And I'm waiting. Okay, so I'm fifth in line. Okay, there goes, Cindy. She just took another guy in, and I'm third in line. I'm now up to second in line, and they're finishing up. From some side door, back in the broom closet, I don't know what's going on. Here comes, and trust me, it's not homophobic, it's just what I like. I'm thinking, I got one. Which one of these ladies is it going to be that's going to?
And you start kind of daydreaming about it.
Daydream.
Yeah. Well, she might be finishing up soon. Oh, nope. The other one.
She might be getting done before the other one.
I hope it's her. I don't know. The other one's nice, too.
So around the corner comes a guy. Let's just call him Twinkle Toes.
Twinkle Toe Joe Bro?
So Joe Bro.
I'll just call him Twinkle Toes. Now keep in mind, I'm second in line to be called up to get my hair cut, my skull rub.
And by then you probably had your heart set on the gal.
I got to that point where I'm second in line. I'm saying it's going to be either this one or this one. The other one just took a customer. It's going to be this one or this one. Cindy or Betty? All right. Gonna get the deluxe treatment. Hot towel, the skull rub with the shampoo that makes your hair and scalp tingle. Then they put that machine to your neck and give you a loosen up all those tense muscles. You haven't seen that yet?
No.
I think the ladies bring them from home. But at any rate, you plug them in and they... Would you like that done to you? So there comes, let's call him Twinkle Toes. He comes out from around the corner and I'm like, oh, Christ. This doesn't look good. All right, this has got to be timed correctly. So little Cindy finishes with her customer. He wants to stop and chat. You know, and oh, thank you so much. And she's like, you know, would you like some of our coupons? Can we put you on our mailing list? Can we do this? Can we do that?
Yeah, the upsell begins.
Yeah, and can we get you some product? And all? He's 80. He doesn't want any of that. He probably, you know, would have preferred a barber, too. I don't think so. He was very sweet
maybe,
on her.
Yeah, maybe he's just longing for the gentle touch of a woman, and he's willing to pay for it.
So... Yeah, and a great price. Especially if you're a senior, you do get the senior discount. I paid full price.
Although.
I could have. So, she finishes up, and I'm thinking, all right, I got Cindy. Okay.
It's going to be a good day.
Going out the door. Meanwhile, Twinkle Toes is like setting up his combs. And so I'm like, okay, I got Cindy. So she checks him out, and I'm thinking, Stan, would you like to go to the chair? Not yet. She's got it, and it's a good thing to have. She goes and sweeps up her station with the hair and shakes out the catch-all.
But worth waiting for.
And then she gets out fresh towels and combs, and I'm thinking, okay. But I'm watching Twinkle Toes over here. He's in his final setup mode.
Where he's, you know, juggling combs here
yep,
and there.
Yep, because he's just starting. The three gals have already been, they've done about probably 10 heads each already. Okay, come on, Betty. Hurry up, Betty, before Twinkle Toes checks in. You got a 1 in 4 come shot on. That you're going to get this. Come on.
I don't mind a little hair down there. Come on. Put the broom up, yep, Betty. Come on,
Betty. Come on. Oh, Cindy, you're just finishing up, but you still got to check the guy out, and you still got to clean up your station. You're out. It's Betty. Okay, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Stan? Oh, jeez, Twinkle Toes.
No.
Let's have a seat. And I'm, really? I've got three stylist women around me. Betty's now calling the guy that came in behind me. Earl, he's ready to go.
The guy behind you got her.
Yep. I get Twinkle Toes.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
So I'm sitting
there. And you didn't just walk out?
Well, I had to make a spot decision. I had already been waiting for like a half hour. And so I sit down in the chair. How are you, Twinkle? You know, and I'm getting, can we get you a shampoo and a hot towel? No, just a haircut. Massage? Just the haircut. Just the haircut. And the whole time, I'm listening to every one of these guys sitting with Cindy and Betty. And
they're giggling
and they're
at
giggling
them.
Giggling and having a good old time. And I'm just sitting there. Finish the job there, Twinkle. So I can be done here, okay? And then he goes and has to cash me out, and it's like, what are the odds?
That's the
problem. He wasn't even in the building when I walked in. He comes from some back broom closet.
See, that's the problem. Men will respect an old school barber.
Yes, it's business.
Men can enjoy a woman cutting their hair.
Yes.
Now, she is a stylist.
Correct.
Where the other guy's a barber.
Right.
Both of them can be dealt with. It's when you have a male stylist. There's conflict.
And the thing is, when they go and call you up to get your haircut, because I've been there before, you go up and get your haircut, Cindy or Betty will...
You realize this is hate speech, right?
No, it's not. It's Stan's preference.
No, it's hate speech.
Not hate speech?
Yeah, it's hate speech.
No, it's not.
Junior, isn't it hate speech?
Oh, that's the definition.
So yeah. Usually when Betty and Cindy or whoever might be working, let's say Carol's working, they'll...
Carol?
Not the Carol, but she's usually an older woman, heavy set. They'll shake your hand. Hi, I'm Betty. How are you?
Hi, I'm Carol.
Hi, I'm Carol. And you know, and then they'll take you to their seat. Well, sure enough, Twinkle Toes comes and introduces himself to me. I don't know what his name was.
Twinkle Toe Joe, bro.
Yeah. And you know, all I'm trying to do is I'm seeing just a lot of white light because I'm so mad. And he reaches out to shake my hand.
Oh, no.
Now, I mean, it's, you're me.
No, no. Don't. I don't need a limp fish hand. I don't need the limp handshake.
Just do it. So...
how are you, Twinkle Toes?
How are you? And this is how he does it. Ah! Yeah. And his hand, his hand was baby soft.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
No.
I go there for a little bit of an experience.
Yeah.
And
you know what?
And I didn't get my shampoo.
If a girl,
I didn't get my skull rub. Didn't get my hot towel.
If a girl grabs you like that, it's okay.
And you know,
because you're thinking, hey,
yes. And you know what he said to me when I cashed out? He said, well, God's honest truth. He said, well, you didn't take the shampoo or the massage. He said, I still have to charge you the same price. And I'm like, I got gypped. I got gypped. I got railroaded.
Who shakes hands like that?
I don't know. But
well, I'll tell you who. But
yeah, but it's hate speech. I walked out to my car feeling
violated,
and dissatisfied. That's not what I paid for. I wanna feel the muscles still tingling. I wanna feel.
But you don't want it done to you by an effeminate man.
That stands. Preference. That's Stan knows going there. There has never been a Twinkle Toes working there. It's been a female staff. Go somewhere else.
Unless maybe they got the wrong idea about you and thought maybe that's something you'd enjoy.
What do you think? In the 30 minutes that I was sitting there, they had to call him in? Hey, Twinkle, get him down here.
You said it's all on the computer. Maybe you've given him the wrong idea somehow. Did you tip him?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you
expected.
Can't go back there now.
No, I can't. I can't.
You can't.
No. I can't do it.
Because
Twinkle Toes... He also wanted me to fill out a survey. How was it?
Twinkle Toes is not there for you.
He's not.
He's there for a different clientele.
Yes, you would think. I made the mistake.
Just like the one gal that you said that's a little larger than the others.
Yeah, she was a little heavier.
She's there for a certain type of woman.
Something tells me her name ended in an I. But she was fine.
You know what I'm saying? You're not allowed to say things directly.
You can't.
So it's all on nuance.
So I have to act like, well, this doesn't bother me. We're in 2019.
You know, if a man wants to fondle me, who am I to stop him?
We'll be back. Give you a chance to win when we come back. Stan and Haney.
The most heard of, unlistened to show in Southwest Florida.
Who are these guys?
Stan and Haney.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
96 K-Rock.
You're kidding me. They're still on the air?
Yeah. I have heard of them, but I don't listen anymore.
Like the guy that just came by here.
Yeah.
Hey, I love your show. I listen all the time. Of course, he got nothing on in his car. You know, I just want to tell you. Oh, somebody, because we don't have a gate.
Stan, please. The man is eating.
Oh, sorry.
Don't be rude.
Sorry. It's Jeff Zito, everybody.
I just wanted to correct you quickly with Swamp Fest.
Yeah, I'm reading it. That's what
I know.
It says.
I know, but you know me. So I just wanted to say that the pre-sale tickets, they go on sale tomorrow.
For 25.
At 10 a.m. Now, the presale tickets, they're $15. They go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m.
I thought you said they go up to 25.
Hold on. It does. The tickets in general go on sale Monday. The VIP, the regular tickets. But
it doesn't say that there.
Well, I'm explaining to you. It's too long of a thing to write. So anyway, the presale tickets start tomorrow at 10 a.m. But today, for the Stan and Haney listener,
now tomorrow you get it. They're not on sale tomorrow. They're on pre-sale, and right now is what
the Stan and Haney pre-sale,
the special.
Yeah,
but you can't buy them.
No, they're not on sale now.
They're on pre-pre
Stan and Haney sale at 96krock.com for $15 now. Now,
so
tomorrow
does sound to me like you could buy tickets today.
Can you?
Yeah, I guess you could. You know how this place operates.
Right now, you can.
And then tomorrow, it's the pre-sale.
Correct.
That's where everybody, not only the Stan and Haney listener, but anybody buy those tickets.
And then at some point,
and then on
they'll
Monday,
be on sale.
They're on sale. VIPs, the, you know, meet Stan and Haney tickets and all
what?
That.
What?
No,
well, you guys are coming, right?
What? April 14th, I got plans.
Oh, no, we got, we got big plans for you guys then.
Jeff, come on, man.
Just a quick drive-by.
No.
Haney. Look,
it makes me nervous, and when I get nervous, I make mistakes like saying things like 96K Rock prevents Swamp Fest.
No, I was the one that almost said that.
I know, and I'm running with it.
Very Freudian.
Yeah, you know the guy that thinks you're too good to shake his hand's going to be there.
Which one are you?
There's now, no doubt about it.
Now, who's going to be there, Jeff?
Well, you've got Pop Evil.
Now, what do we know them from?
Oh, a lot of songs. They play a lot of songs on the Big K.
Like what?
Let's see. The Footsteps. It was in that Chevy commercial, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a new song called Be Legendary. You've got...
Look at Junior over there knows all of them.
Oh, he knows them all. Look at Junior. They're like a light... They're like a kind of like a Shinedown kind of band. Very palatable.
Okay.
And who are they bringing with them? They're not bringing any of those demons, are they?
No, they're bringing a couple demons.
Is there a couple of demon bands?
There's one demon, yeah.
Which one's
that? That's that Memphis Mayfire, yeah.
What are the kids trying to be ghost?
The kids are really into them.
They don't wear masks, do they?
No, they don't, but they're not into melody.
So Be Legendary is what we know them
that's
from?
That's a Pop Evil song, Be Legendary.
That's
a
the
new
one. We
one.
Know?
How about Footsteps? You know that one? You got that one? Oh, this is new. This is it.
So that's the new one.
That's the new one. Yeah.
And this is the big one.
That's a big one. Yeah, that's a big one.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Junior just gave you that.
Gotta do the horns.
Yeah, Junior's in.
So this is what people are not buying tickets for unless it's the pre-sale, which is today.
Yeah.
And you can buy them today with that, and you can buy them tomorrow at the pre-sale.
Well, unless the Stan and Haney pre-sale sells out, then...
So if it sells out here, there's no pre-sale tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll have to talk
well,
to Beasley.
Well, then there wouldn't be any other sale.
Yeah.
Oh, I know this song. On my nose just turned yes.
Silently, I must confess my troubled history. You're really moving, Stan.
He's just shaking.
He's shaking.
Well, that's movement, isn't it?
Yeah. It's called a tremor.
Be careful. You heard about Luke Perry, didn't you?
Yeah, sure did.
And massive stroke.
My fault, guys.
He's like 50.
What'd you do?
Did you do have any dealings with him?
I know if it was Priestley, we could be blamed, but it's not. It's Luke Perry.
Guys, I don't know if you even know this about me, but there's something weird that's been going on with me for a long time. And if it's I say something bad about you or... At my last job, I talked about a guy that I did not care for. He was a real jerk to me. To make a long story short, I said bad things about him on a Friday. By Monday, he was dead. These kind of things happen through
Who
my...
Who was it?
It was a DJ.
Up
in Tampa. I said something about Luke Perry this morning being too good to be joining the Beverly Hills 90210 reboot.
Yeah, because they made the announcement that they're going to do a whole reunion.
And I'm like, what a bum. Why don't you get, I mean, you need Dylan and Brenda in the reboot, for God's sakes. And then.
But what about that one that was playing a teenager, but she was like 40?
Andrea Zuckerman?
Yeah.
She'll be there. She'll be there. But anyway, I jinxed him. I jinxed the guy. So I badmouthed him. Early
he's 52
this
and has a stroke.
Massive stroke.
Now, here's the thing. When the first came down, they're saying, oh, TMZ is saying he may have had a stroke. Now, then it changed. Massive stroke.
Life
he's like 52.
Life has beaten this guy up, hasn't it? I mean, was he in radio? Luke Perry? Have you seen a picture of him lately?
He looked old even when the show was on.
It's true.
Oh, man.
What a forehead.
Yeah.
A tremendous forehead.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
With a lot of lines.
The ad rates you could get for that?
Jeez. All right.
Now, you're friends with a lot of that Hollywood crowd.
I'm not friends with that Hollywood
crowd. Well,
I
thought you were with the one guy that
is one guy.
An actor and musician.
One guy. Yeah, not the crowd, though.
Hey, did you...
What is his name? Jared.
He won an Academy Award.
Who?
Yeah, look at that.
Who won an Academy Award?
His friend.
Jared Leto.
They're buddies.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we used to be. That Oscar award will...
Went to his head.
...make you forget a lot.
Did you have a falling out with him?
A lot of little people get left behind.
A lot of people that played your record when everybody else said it was a joke.
That's right.
Hey, was there a celebrity in the building today?
I don't think so.
You know, over on the...
They avoid us. I know Kevin Bacon walked right past us.
Yeah. Over on the other station, the one where Mommy is.
Yeah.
Babs was walking down the hallway, and Mr. Cool in the house, I don't know what his name was, he was walking around with sunglasses on.
Yeah.
And a girl that was with him, and a... fat, bald, white guy, old guy, was escorting him through.
Somebody from Love and Hip Hop or something.
Oh, is that what it was?
What is that?
I don't know. Ask Junior.
What's Love and... Do you know that show, Love and Hip Hop?
I think it's a show. I think that's how Cardi B got famous.
From that show?
Yeah.
I thought she got famous because she was a stripper.
That too.
That's a combination.
But he was coming through. I guess he had a leather jacket on and sunglasses.
Yeah.
And she says, "Well, how are things going? Couldn't be better. I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Yes. That's all I love. Blessed.
And then some short, 50, 60 something fat, open button down collared. You could smell the sweat on him.
Yeah. Patchouli oil.
Bald head. Follow them around with a little waddle as they're walking around the building, and I'm saying this has to be some celebrity with their promoter or PR guy going around because
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
She goes up. Oh, how you been? What can I say? I'm blessed.
Oh God.
We got some celebrity. Celebrity in the building.
You remember when Willa Ford used to hang around here?
Yes. Yes, I'm
She was
back.
Pretty.
I do.
She was pretty. But she appreciated it when her records got played.
Yes, she did. But I didn't know who it was. Yeah. I'm like,
blessed.
I don't think I'm supposed to know who. And he's in the building. Still with the sunglasses on.
Keep saying he's blessed.
In a leather jacket.
But blessed.
Yeah. Well, that's what he said.
That's such a great buzzword, isn't it?
Hey, blessed. I can't remember what his name was.
So disingenuous.
It's just like saying I'm so rich and so successful.
It's all good.
I don't think it has much to do with Jesus, does it?
It really doesn't.
No. I don't know, but she seemed a little stark.
So blessed.
She seemed a little starstruck.
Who, Babs?
Yeah.
Well,
I hope she doesn't fall into that.
Come on.
We better keep an eye on her. She's a good girl. She doesn't want to get caught up in that showbiz world.
Oh, she loves the showbiz world.
I know, but a lot of, naive girls, you know what happens. Yep. They end up in Los Angeles.
She ain't naive.
Was that the guy?
Blessed?
That's not blessed.
Is that blessing?
He didn't have the frosted hair.
Okay.
He didn't have that because I can tell on him that's frosted.
It's a girl. It's the girl. It's what
No,
we're
well,
talking.
The girl was that's with him.
But the girl is the one that's on love and hip hop.
Well, he evidently had something to do about it too, because
he's
talking about the drama of all of this and this and that.
And he's got to rise above.
Let me. Is this the whole cast?
Yeah,
right,
she's
here?
Like the Latina.
I think so.
Chick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get a good look at it. She was wearing sunglasses, too.
What show is this? Empire?
No. 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 No, what show is this again?
Is that the one with, what is it, Justine Smollett?
No, that's not, no. What is
Love and Hip Hop.
Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah.
And what's this show about?
Being
is
blessed.
Is it a reality show?
It's like a reality show about hip hop.
And which one was the here with
him? I think she's like the Latina one on the right, I'm thinking.
On the right in the red?
Yeah.
On the right, yeah, it could be. She was. I didn't get a good look at her because
she's blessed.
All I know is that their handler, the big, fat, sweaty, bald guy,
it's
no more than 5'5".
But he's blessed.
A white shirt that's soaked, button down. And, of course, where I am, the air conditioning's broken in the building.
Mm-hmm.
And so Abaz is having a conversation with the guy who's blessed and the girl. And the fat roly-poly guy, seriously.
Patchouli?
I expected to see him eating a grinder. And he backed.
You sure it's a grinder and not a hoagie?
A submarine. I don't know. But he backed in. He was halfway into our office.
What?
Giving him giving him space to rap, you know, talk it up.
Yeah.
And so he was trying to stay out of the mix between Babs, the girl, and the guy talking. And I'm thinking, he's got to be a celebrity.
Man.
Then Greaseball stepped back into our office to give him space. And I give him a look, and he looks at me, and then he leaves.
Good. I'm glad it didn't have to escalate.
Yeah, I didn't know who it was. And I'm saying, you know, she knew who they were. She talking about storylines and all of this stuff.
Well, at that point, you should have pretended to be on the phone talking about how blessed you are.
Yeah. Is that her?
That's her.
Yeah.
Oh. It's Aisha Diaz.
I think that might have been her.
Yeah.
I think that was
Is that her.
Her
new album, Aisha Needs a Friggin' Bra?
Yeah.
She's blessed, all right.
Yeah, she's blessed.
She is blessed.
Very blessed.
Woo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Supposed to be for the children.
Yeah.
Baby hungry.
Oh, God. hold on.
What,
somebody, you know what? I'm going to say this also. Junior, look at that text. I'll have you read it. I'm not going to read a text that is as long as a book, but somebody's evidently been trying to call
in. I thought it limited, like, how many characters you could type.
I don't know, but look at how long this thing is. I'm not reading
this. That's a story right there.
Yeah, what's
it about?
What's it say?
You want me to read the whole thing?
Is there anything that has to be edited out, or is there any vile comments, anything that could be deemed hate speech? If it is, don't read it. Because, you know what, Tanama, we every day on that text line, a lot of hate speech.
That's a bunch of nonsense.
What is it? Nonsense?
It doesn't make sense. Yeah.
It's like somebody's just bitching about.
They're just bitching about their everyday lives.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about your everyday life. You know what? What's that number?
Yeah, I got another meeting.
Last digit 84. I'll delete you.
Can I interview you guys and your hip hop about your hip hop careers?
Sure, man. Sure, man.
Hey, I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with me. You're a big star, and I'm
right
dirt.
On.
I was just wondering how you felt.
I'm so blessed.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much for asking. I'm blessed. I'm very blessed.
What about you? Are you blessed?
I'm blessed. I'm so blessed.
I'm a little wimpy worm. I'm nobody, and you guys are so cool and blessed and everything.
I just hope you're watching the show because we got.
Oh
really,
yeah, that's all we do.
We got a great season.
That's all we
up.
Do is watch the show. Do you have any advice for worthless people like me that want to become blessed?
You want to look cool and be blessed, wear sunglasses in a building.
Keep on keeping on.
And
baby.
They were mirror ones, too. Keep on keeping on.
You're so pretty. How do you do that?
Just blessed.
you rap like an M-effer. How do you do that?
Put all my thanks up to the one almighty God.
Hey, is she in the building or?
I don't want to be rude or anything.
I want to know who they were.
Can I see your breasts?
Oh well. In the promo picture, she's practically showing them to you. Look at that. And the headlights are on.
Oh, you're so crazy.
She was dressed very conservatively today, though.
Being blessed.
Because she's blessed. What am I listening to?
Run DMC.
Ah, with Mickey Dolenz.
Yep.
Thank you, Jeff. The pre sale on now.
That was so great that I actually got a half an hour out of the way, a little bit closer to 5 o'clock. I think I bounced from a meeting I was supposed to be
Well, you had to, you know, air stuff.
Yep, this is work. This comes first.
Is Pop Evil blessed?
Very blessed. Very blessed.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
We wrote the book on funny. But unfortunately, it's long out of print. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Our first look. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Half hour away from our question of the week. I did some investigating. The girl that you said, Junior, was the one that was in the building is not. Let me see if I...
The one without a bra?
Yeah.
That's not her.
We need to find the one that was in the building was Amara La Negra. Star of Love and Hip Hop Miami, featuring Messiah Celebrera.
Messiah?
Yeah. What does that say to you? Is that
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Saya.
Yeah, isn't that blasphemous?
Celebra. Also starring in Mira Quintanilla, the Spanish version of Dancing with the Star. And the Mr. Cool in the House was, I guess, her person. That's her. There she is, Haney.
Huh.
And the guy that was with her with the sunglasses on, I guess, was her manager. And the short round.
So the manager was the one that was blessed?
Yes. And the white guy that was going around the short round.
The patchouli white, one.
Yeah. He was the PR guy, and I'm told with her handler and the PR guy hands off because they have a great relationship with the hit station over here. Those are, as I was told.
What do you mean, hands off?
As I was told, hey, easy on them. They're my guys.
What?
That's what Adam said. Easy on them. They're my guys. I said, well, who is it?
Is Adam blessed?
I don't think he would say it like that, but he is. In the real sense. Got a great job. Beautiful wife.
No, but this isn't about the real sense.
No, he wouldn't say that. I don't think he'd say that.
No.
I don't think so.
He says bestie.
Well,
right.
Yeah, he says a lot of weird things. Junior, you know the hip-hop world. When a hip-hop person says, I'm blessed, well, what does that mean?
It means I'm quite fortunate.
No, it means...
blessed. That's what it means.
Does it mean like they're trying to be humble?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Yeah, they're trying I guess to be humble. Say that. Yeah,
like you know, brag.
I'm not going to go and brag on myself. Let's just say I'm blessed, okay? Yeah, I've got the Hollywood looks. Yeah, I got an expensive pair of sunglasses and a leather jacket, and I drive a leased Porsche. I'm blessed.
Well, you know, when it comes to a Porsche, leasing really is the smart way to go.
It most certainly is.
When it comes to reliability and customer satisfaction, they're near the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a fact.
I'll tell you a quick story, and Haney was there when it happened. And I don't want to say the make of automobile, but let's just say an American luxury automobile. This goes back 20 years, maybe longer. Maybe longer. And so we got the salesperson out there because we're doing a remote at their dealership. And this was down Naples way, and I'm like, man, what's it take to get into one of these things? How much is it to buy one of these cars? You know, I was still in my 20s, naive. How much it take to get into one of these cars? And he goes, nobody buys these cars. Nobody buys these cars. They lease them. They go and lease them for 3 years, right up to the warranty on them. And then they trade them in and get a new lease on them. And I said, well, why is that? He says, because after they hit about 50,000 miles, everything goes. Everything. And I'm like, are you kidding me? This is marquee. This is a marquee name. And he goes, nobody buys them. First 50,000 miles is the best car you're ever going to drive.
But you better make sure you're done with it at $49,999.
Yep. I said, I didn't know that. He goes, nobody buys these. We've been in business, you know, blankety-blank decades. They lease them. 3 year, turn them in and get another one. Okay, that's good to know. And I never forgot it.
Yep. Well, you're a big believer in drive new every two.
Yep. Sometimes every one and a half. Let's get you updated
on
traffic.
You get bored with cars easy.
Yeah, I do. Traffic.
I may have to give you my magazine when I'm done with it because you like to look
at cars. I saw that. They had the new models in.
I will say, yours is yours this year or the previous model year?
This year.
Then you did very well.
Yes, I did.
Because the last two model years, aces. Before that, some issues.
Yeah. Oh, the one I drive, they revamped it.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm looking at. I've got the Consumer Reports. It just came out where they have their annual issue of all the vehicles.
Yeah.
And you would be amazed, and it doesn't take a lot of research to do this. I'm just looking at their charts and graphs and stuff like this.
Yeah.
And there are some pretty well-known vehicles where the design evidently is just bad.
Oh, yeah, they find that out.
And you can see the different companies where they'll have an off year.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you're buying a used car and you think, I want a blank, the model year can be critical.
Yes, sir.
When you're saying, okay, I want something, let's say in the past 5 years. If you pick the wrong year, you're screwed.
Yep.
But there are some really well-known vehicles. A lot of people drive them. And I look at it based on their research, and I'm like, why would anybody buy this?
However, if you go the year earlier or the year after it, or the year
no,
after
No, I'm
that.
Saying there was one well-known vehicle where it's been like for the past 7 years, just nothing.
A nightmare?
Yeah.
Mm.
And plenty of people drive it.
Yep. Let's get you updated.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Just got a text, and I agree with you. I saw it, too. The new Oldsmobiles are in.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, they're in early this year. Hey, when I was a kid and we had the Camaros and the Mustangs and your Oldsmobile Cutlass was right there with them.
Yep, well, when I realized my Camaro was costing me too much to drive and speeding tickets, I traded it in for that Buick Regal.
Oh, that was a nice car, too.
Well, it was a bad year.
Oh, yeah.
It was when GM just kind of gave up the ghost.
K-Car. Fort Myers, hit and run. Mahogany Boulevard at Reflections Lake. Reflections Lakes. What else we got? Bonita Springs crash, Pelican Landing Parkway at South Tamiami Trail. Sanibel, traffic control out there at West Gulf Drive in Tarpon Bay. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it will be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here he is. He's got today's headlines for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. And, you know, we like to balance things out. So, we did a story about a kid with no arms that stabbed his dad using his toes.
Yes.
Well, we got a good one today about a one-armed kid who hit an inside-the-park home run.
This kid's amazing.
Man faces 15 years in prison. Why?
Why?
Dipped his junk in salsa.
Yep. And filmed it. Oh. Sorry.
What the hell is...
Sorry, something fell. All right, don't worry about it. We're good.
Police catch a suspect when a fence traps him in a gigantic wedgie. And finally, there's a story I think Stan can relate to because... Stan lost his grandfather many years ago, and the man died laughing.
Yep.
And we never could find out what the joke was.
Everybody involved, they're dead.
But they never would give up the joke.
I don't know that anybody asked what the joke was.
But you have to have wondered.
Not as much as you.
I'm fascinated by it.
I know that.
Because
story goes that the day my grandfather died, because they were in Watch Hill at the skin diving shop that my grandfather had there, and he was walking back to their house, which was no more than a quarter mile. Well, just think like Mayberry, the old service station in town. That's where it was. And the guy that ran the service station was, the town gossip. His name was Charlie Holdridge. And he was always the one that would have a little off-color joke.
Mm-hmm.
And it would always stop you to try to walk fast by the service station, but he'd stop you to tell you a joke. He told my grandfather a joke. My grandfather laughed, dropped dead.
That's a joke, man.
And, that's how he described it. He goes, I was just telling Eddie a joke, and he went. But nobody ever asked what the joke was, because Charlie, every time he started talking about it, would cry. And he died about 2 years later.
I want to know what that joke was, man.
It was off color.
I'm fascinated by
it. I know you are.
Well, thankfully, this woman survived. A woman... who hurt herself at work laughing at a co-worker's joke is suing.
Jeez.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter.
Oh, God.
You know how my grandfather went?
How?
They said, hey, how you doing? He goes, can't complain. Boom.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way to go, though.
Yeah, it is.
Quick. Done. 1 second, you're fine. Next second, you're dead.
Yeah, you don't have to ponder your existence.
Nope. 4 o'clock fluffer brought to you by Coastal Cooling and Daikin. Mark?
Stan?
Junior?
Haney?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
You know, we had Mike Chinopoulos on earlier this week talking about legal things and... We had people talking about interaction with the police. You know, it is just so much easier to be polite. Treat them with the respect you would like to receive.
And cooperate.
Exactly. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things you should not say to a police officer.
Top things you should not say to a police officer. Boy, I wish I was Dave the Waterman. Number one.
Well, judging by you, fat lives matter.
Then just get all fat and sassy.
You have the right to remain sexy.
Ooh, so scared, Chubby Wubby. I reported you to Jenny Craig.
I was only speeding because your wife said she needed me to come over. Before you check my trunk, I want it on the record. They had it coming. Look, I'm sorry for speeding, but unfortunately, I can do nothing about the fact you were unpopular in high school.
Literally.
Why, yes, that is a gun in my sweatpants, but I am also happy to see you.
Starting to really like that, huh? You're right there. You get what, you got to play a recording of that every time? You're right there. You're starting to be a lot like Dave.
Why, certainly, officer. Don't mind telling you where I've been. I'm just on my way home from that Asian massage parlor.
Sorry.
Who's find out who that is.
Yeah, not so strict about the physical requirements of the department anymore, are they?
Sex machine, get up off of that thing. I feel good. Yeah.
You are by far my favorite member of the Village People. And finally, the very top thing you should not say to a police officer.
Yes.
Dude, stop coming at me like Ponch when you're obviously a total John.
Oh.
And that, my friends, is the forecast.
Elvis! I left the building.
That's it, Freddy, 4 o'clock fluffer. Or emails, I'm sorry.
What?
I'm
sorry. Well, they call it that anyway.
I'm so preoccupied right now.
What? But at least you're not on edge today.
No, I'm good today. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Emails.
Did you see my favorite part of the president's Vietnam trip?
What?
Trolling Da Nang Dick. You know, the senator from Connecticut, yeah. Blumenthal, yeah. Who lied about serving
yes.
in Vietnam.
Yes.
And the president went out of his way to go, I've now officially spent more time in Vietnam than Da Nang Dick Blumenthal.
Richard Blumenthal.
Me and the Vietnamese government were laughing about him.
ahoy, it's stanandhaney.com. When Bonehead Dave came in yesterday with his bandage, you were filming him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a hole in his arm.
Yeah, well, somebody saw that footage and has some advice for Dave so he doesn't wind up back in the hospital.
Yeah, because you want to get the sepsis.
Yeah. Signed, by the way, respectfully submitted. Ahoy, gentlemen. Absolutely love the show and what you guys have done through the years. I grew up listening to your show and listened to it to this very day. I just have a friendly reminder for Dave the Waterman. Stop messing around with his wound, i.e. showing everybody that wants to hear about it.
Yeah, because he was removing all of the bandages to show people.
And this person seems to be in the know. If he continues to keep screwing with it, he will develop a severe infection and possibly sepsis. The dressing that the doctors put on is supposed to stay on until the wound is checked by his primary physician or where he got the bandage from for further signs of infection. The stoop doesn't understand that. Medical bills are expensive. for the tax-paying base. Have a good day, gentlemen. And Dave, enjoy. Fry Dave.
I love it.
He doesn't care. He's taking it off, showing everybody. And this person who knows says it's supposed to be covered. Ahoy, Stan and Haney, sir. I heard you talking about Stan's weight.
I do that out of love.
Yeah. Stan, full ketosis. Give it 3 weeks.
He won't go into full ketosis.
I was 186 pounds and entered a contest to lose body mass. I lost 15.7% in 90 days. Eat meat, cheeses. Doesn't matter. Crazy, loose, ripened. Goat cheese. And a lot of locally made something I can't pronounce. Oh, and I can't pronounce that because, well, I can't. We didn't do the game, did we? That was on there. Also eat lots of locally made kimchi. It's made by a 70-year-old Korean chick. Once you're into it, you'll be giving folks the finger because you know the secret. You will look at pasta, rice, like it was the sister to the assistant crack whore. It'll be a year in April since the end of the contest. I have kept off 23 of the 29 pounds. Signed, Robert.
Robert, Dan, if you don't mind, I'd like to field this one because it puts you in a difficult spot.
Yep.
No two people are the same.
That's
and
the
Stan's
truth.
Goals may be different than yours.
Yeah.
For instance, you said you started at 186 pounds. That is Stan's goal weight.
It is my goal weight. If I can get back to 186, I'm golden. I'm golden. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Let's see. Ahoy, gentlemen. What a waste of time with this Cohen.
No kidding.
The guy.
It's a bunch of gossip.
Yeah. The guy has nothing to change anything. I mean, all he did was try to tear down Trump. So he should just go and get fitted for his orange jumpsuit. Now on China, okay, so there was no agreement. And of course, the leftist media, as they always do, criticized Trump.
No matter what happened, they were going to criticize Trump.
How about giving him credit for sticking to his principles? Besides, like all political dealings, they take time. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day. Thank President Trump for staying true to your word.
Well, the easiest thing for Trump to have done was to make a deal for the sake of making a deal. He didn't. He walked away.
Yep. let's see. Guys, I agree with you, but I don't have an answer. Somehow, there has to be a way to qualify people to play Are You Smarter Than Haney? Normally, Stan is pretty good at weeding out the contestants. Yup, and then I'm the bad guy. I weed them out. I'm the bad guy. Sadly, you get people who only care about the prize, which they get, whether they win or lose. Maybe set a number of questions they must answer to get the prize. Or I can just be a hard ass about it. You don't beat Haney, you don't get the prize.
I kind of like that idea of a qualifying number.
I mean, you have to get so many right to get a prize?
Yeah.
Maybe half right, three of the six?
Even two would be an improvement.
Yeah.
But, you know, to do that, we got to go to the full competition committee.
Right.
And that won't happen until the league meetings next month in Lake Buena Vista.
You guys are the best, sign the Guardian.
He's done it again!
When?
I think we can get Jerry Jones on our side.
I think so. When we come back.
Kraft is a wild card. Nobody's seen him.
Nope. Our question of the week. You have the right answer. Because it's your story. We'll post you our question of the week when we come back. We are the Stan and Haney Show.
It's nice to be important, but it's more important to remain employed at harshly reduced wages and benefits. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Our question of the week coming up here in seconds. We'll also get you updated on traffic. But if you go to 96krock.com, you can get your tickets at the Stan and Haney sale for Swamp Fest.
Because we've got a pre-sale, and then tomorrow there's a pre-sale.
Yep, Swamp Fest featuring Pop Evil. You can go right now, $15 at 96krock.com. It's going to be Sunday, April 14th at the Ranch in Fort Myers. You wait, price will go up. Monday.
You'll still go. Yep. It'll just cost you more.
Monday goes up to like $25. So if you want to go see Pop Evil, $15 right now if you go to 96krock.com. All right, we're going to check traffic here in just a second, but our question of the week. And I thought about this yesterday talking to Haney outside. You know, we all have various tastes and preferences for where we go and what we enjoy, where we hope to live one day, where we want to retire, where we want to go and visit. So this brings to us the question of the week right now. We all live in Florida. People come from all over. We're at the height of tourist season right now. Got to come to Florida. Go to Central Florida for the theme parks. Come down here for the beaches and all. If you had to recommend a vacation destination to someone you know, where would it be? Because I'm thinking, and I posed this around the building. Somebody said, well, the best fun I had. I said, well, you can have fun at a dive bar. I'm talking about a destination. Somebody says, I want to go somewhere. What would you recommend? Maybe you've been there and it was just your spot. If you had to recommend a vacation destination to a friend or someone you know, where would that vacation destination be? Because you just loved it. 277-9600. We'll take your questions of the week in just a second. Let's do some traffic, and then we'll take your calls.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, we'll start in North Fort Myers, where there's a hit and run. North Tamiami Trail at Littleton Road. Fort Myers, crash. Orange River Boulevard and Palm Beach Boulevard. And one more for you. Got a car accident. 2900 block of Colonial Boulevard, and you are up to date. We all have different tastes. We're supposedly in the vacation capital, but you know what? We like to go on vacations too. And maybe you experience something that you just want to pass on. Our question of the week. If you had to recommend a vacation destination to someone you know, where would that destination be? 277-9600. Mine is pretty easy. It's where I spent my summers as a kid. Watch Hill, Rhode Island. Picture the little town of Amity in Jaws. The seashore, the boats. Seasonal people coming in, and it's the little town
where everything's happy for a while.
I spent my childhood spending my summers over there, and I love even going back. It's been a few years since I've been back, but if I want to just get away and enjoy a relaxing, friendly place, Watch Hill, Rhode Island. I highly recommend it. What about you? If you had, hey, Haney, where should I go on vacation? You've been there. What is it like?
I don't know. I'd always recommend Key West.
Yes.
I would recommend the Bahamas. Had a great time there. And I've never been back to this place. And it may be just that my memories are colored because I had such a great time there. But Callaway Gardens in Georgia.
There you go. Junior. Somebody says, where should I go on vacation? What would you recommend?
Yellowstone National Park.
Loved it there.
Really? Is it over?
Did you stay for a while?
We stayed for a little bit. My family used to take a bunch of family vacations over the summers, and that was one of our destinations. And just loved it. I've wanted to go back ever since. Only been there that one time.
What was one of the coolest things about going to Yellowstone? What was it about?
Just the openness and the views. Like, you're just looking around, and it's just endless. And you see wild animals just walking around. Like,
what did you see?
I saw a bear. Wild bear.
You get scared?
Not really. It was, like, kind of down in, like, a little valley there. So it was kind of away from us.
Did you chuck a rock at it?
No.
I would have.
No, I stayed away from that.
Did you want to?
I was thinking about it.
Tease him with a picnic basket. 277.
Yeah, but then you get Ranger Smith on you.
277-9600. We all have different tastes. Everybody's recommendation could be different. If you had to recommend a vacation destination to someone you know, where would it be?
And of course, neither one of us said Vegas.
That's business. ahoy, who's this?
Hey, Jimbo.
Jimbo, if you had to recommend a vacation destination to someone you know, so it hadn't been there before, what would you recommend?
Yosemite.
Yosemite, why?
It's breathtaking. I mean, when you go there, you realize that there must be a supreme being. I mean, it's just such a beautiful place. It's, you know, the meadows full of wildflowers.
Now, so, like Haney was saying to Junior, did you visit or did you stay there up in that area?
We stayed there about a week and a half, and I really long to go back there again. I've always said that if I could choose a place to die, like the Indians used to do, mm-hmm. they'd just go there and stay there, and that would be
an
amazing place.
Yep. Thank you.
See, that's the thing with me, is I can't get a feel for a place in just, you know, a day.
You got to be there.
Yeah.
See, that's why I said in Watch Hill, I just remember from a toddler through high school, there was nothing better than going to sleep on the shore in Watch Hill. You'd hear the boats flapping in the bay. You'd hear the lighthouse foghorn going. And in the morning, the seagulls would be coming out, and you'd hear the town come alive. You'd smell in the village the popcorn starting in the ice cream cones, and it was just picturesque.
Yeah. Another place I really enjoyed was St. Augustine.
I'm going there next month. I cannot wait. I love St. Augustine. Great.
Started going there when I, just was learning to walk. Yep. That's how long ago.
Fantastic. I highly recommend St. Augustine.
That's my fort.
Ahoy, who's this?
Randy.
Randy, if you had to recommend that vacation destination, what would it be?
It'd be California.
That's a big state.
Yes, I flew into San Diego because my wife had never been to California. We drove the coastline all the way up to Oregon, up to Crater Lakes.
Now, that's a nice little drive.
And then hit every state park on the way back, because all we wanted to do was see the San Diego Zoo.
All right, that sounds good. You know, you say California. Now, he explained it. He went up the coast with a car. I was asking somebody here who, let's put it this way, privileged enough to go all around the world. And I said, vacation. Well, if I had to pick one, I'd say Alaska. What? Alaska's a pretty damn big state. Is there anywhere in particular? Then he started talking about how the cruise ship and the whales and all of that stuff.
You know, I haven't been, but I don't think I'd mind Mykonos.
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
I don't think I'd mind. I don't think I'd mind Ibiza.
Who's this?
Shark lover.
Shark girl.
Oh, hey, how are you, sweetheart?
Hey, good.
You've been to a lot of places.
Yeah, a little bit.
What would you recommend?
I would say the Dry Tortugas, hands down, camping. It's all primitive, but if you're tough enough to rough it out, I mean, it is just spectacular. If you go in August, everybody there is really cool. They'll give you fish from their catch from the day. There's bioluminescent worms in the water. The coral reef is right there.
See, that sounds right up your alley. That sounds right. Camping out there, roughing it, and seeing glowing worms in the water.
It's awesome. Also, when you go to St. Augustine, be sure to check out Wolf's, the Wolf House, the Wolf Museum of Mystery or something like that. It's really weird.
There's a lot of weird stuff in St. Augustine.
Yeah, that one takes the cake. So,
hold on. What is it?
Hold on. I'm afraid. What? I'm afraid this particular room is strictly off limits.
The Wolf's Lair. What is it? What am I doing?
I think it's called the Wolf Museum of Mystery.
Museum of Mystery.
Yeah, they have a whole room dedicated to, what is it, Lizzie Borden?
Yeah.
And they've got a whole lot of weird artifacts, and there's this. They got black cats inside following you around. It's just an interesting experience.
I don't need
blame. We'll have to look into that.
Even the black cats. All right, thanks. Thanks. Look that up. See what the deal is with that. 277-9600. If you had, everybody's got different tastes. Everybody has their oasis or something that is seared into their brain. If you had to recommend a vacation destination to someone, someone you knew, where would it be? What am I looking at there, by the way? Tell them to hold on. What am I looking at?
Is that the Wolf?
Is that the Wolf Den?
That's the Wolf Museum of Mystery.
Okay. That looks pretty cool. Let's go to the back to the phones. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Doug.
Doug, if you had to recommend a vacation destination, what would it be?
I'm going to say Mackinac Island, Michigan.
Okay, explain.
Now, we've heard a lot of people talk about that they like it.
Tell us why.
Well, you get out there and you can ride your bike around the island, and at night the bats will kind of swarm around you, and they'll eat the bugs from around you as you go around.
Fun.
And you can get a permit to have a fire on the beach.
Okay.
And there's plenty of bars. You can get a yard of beer.
Yeah, nothing better than a yard. Time. Yeah, I appreciate the call. Thank you. Yeah, we've had somebody talk about that before.
Yeah.
I've been there before.
Oh, that's right. You have too.
Yeah, it's a really cool place. Just tiny island, no cars other than like an ambulance.
Yeah, Stan doesn't do well with bats. He generally sacrifices his daughter to get away from them.
And people that know that, but the bridge there in Austin where the bats come out of, I mean, just swarms of them.
Well, that's what it's known for.
Yeah, one flew into my daughter's hair and was all in the hair.
And what'd you do?
I ran. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, ahoy, this is Leonard.
Leonard, if you had to recommend a vacation destination to someone you know, what would it be?
It's Western North Carolina, out in the mountains.
Oh, yeah. Whereabouts?
Well, my folks had a place that was outside of Highlands in Cashier.
The Highlands in North Carolina are spectacular.
It's beautiful. Absolutely.
Go ahead.
No, I'm saying every time I go up there, and every single year I'll go hiking. And I took my wife there for the first time a couple of years ago, and she loved it as well. It's just
here's fabulous. The one thing I thought, because I've been there one time, and right next door to it is Franklin.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Here's the one thing I thought going through those roads up in the Highlands in North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
If you ever wanted to get rid of a body, they would never find. If you did something horrific, drive up there, pull over to any side of the road, throw the body out, they would never, ever find it.
No, and some wild bear would probably find the body and get rid of the rest of it.
I'm like, man, this is like the destination if you want to get away with something. It's the truth.
The destination if you want to get away with something.
I'm serious.
Isn't that what they built Lehigh on?
Yes. I swear to God, I was up there probably 20 years ago. And you got to have a good car because it's like inclines and you're going up in elevation and these roads are turning and turning and it's all drop off.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, you pull your car over to the side of the road to get a look at the view and you look at the drop off and it goes cliff like to just deep woods. And there's nobody
in
their right mind is going to go and even bother to look down there. 877-9600.
It's nice and peaceful.
It is quiet. You can even make a little commotion and nobody would know about it. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Uh-huh.
Do you realize you're on the air now, sweetheart?
No.
Well, you are.
Here you are.
Here you are. This is your time. Your time to shine, baby. What's your name?
I'm Amy.
Amy, if you had to recommend a vacation destination to someone you know, what would it be?
It would be, I got so many in my head.
Oh, yeah, well.
Texas or Michigan.
Yep, great answer.
You can't go wrong. Just get yourself a ticket to Texas or Michigan.
Yeah. Brilliant. Just brilliant. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Rusty of Fort Myers. Ahoy, guys.
Ahoy, Rusty. If you had to recommend that vacation destination, what would it be?
I was in the Coast Guard at Lake Tahoe, California. And, guys, there's no more beautiful place on the planet than Lake Tahoe. You guys, it's just amazing.
Why haven't we gone there?
I know. That was Sinatra's favorite place.
And Bob Hope.
And Bob
Hope. Everybody.
Yeah.
Yep. Calneva Lodge right there.
Yes, that's right. Appreciate the Calneva. A lot of things happen there. We should go there.
You know, I know the Kennedy boys like their privacy there.
They sure did.
Well,
plenty of privacy. If you'd like to answer our question of the week, ahoy at stanandhaney.com. If you had to recommend a vacation destination to someone that you knew, where would it be? Mark Haney in the news is next. 96 K-Rock.
Tempt your taste buds with tantalizing tacos from around the globe. Stan and Haney's International Tacos is here, with locations throughout the Tri-County area. Tacos aren't just from Mexico anymore, so Stan and Haney invite you to eat shit. Stan and Haney's International Tacos. Try our taco tortellini, taco teriyaki, corned beef and cabbage quesadilla, and more. One bite and you'll know it tastes like Stan and Haney's International Tacos, or shit for short. It's so easy to remember. Just think of the initials, Stan and Haney's International Tacos. Visit our website at shit.com. Call us in Lee at 334-SHIT, in Collier 775-SHIT. Just remember, Stan and Haney's International Tacos. Try us once and you'll know what shit tastes like.
Would you like an extended warranty on that? Then keep listening. And please, tell a Beasley today. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Haney, how can we forget, as a texter just pointed out to us, if you joined Telly Savalas' Players Club, you could go to places like Tahoe, Reno, and Vegas. Remember those?
Mm-hmm.
Remember those? Oh, man, I used to.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I love that commercial.
Yeah, I thought when I grew up I'd get to do it.
Yeah, Telly Savalas would come on. There'd be some casino thing going on in the background.
Yep,
very dark.
Love you, baby.
Yeah, you love going to Reno, Tahoe, Vegas. Do like I do, baby. Join the Players Club. Players Club. I go to all the big... And where Telly gets treated with respect. Players Club. Who loves you, baby?
Oh, yes.
Let's get you updated on traffic.
Hold on a second. What,
you find Players Club?
Yeah. I want to find out more about this Players Club.
Yeah.
Telly Savalas, you said.
Yeah, Telly. It used to be on all the time while he was alive.
Now, how'd you like to make a bet? If you like going to where the action doesn't stop, to places like Las Vegas, the Caribbean, Atlantic City... I bet this Players Club card will save you big in your hotel rooms and air travel. And I'll bet this little card can get you a lower room rate at any of our participating hotels
than you'll find in any newspaper ad. Oh, we'll pay the difference. I'm not talking about Hotel 5 and 9. I'm talking places like Caesars and the Sands in Atlantic City, the Flamingo Hilton, and right here at the New Riviera in Las Vegas. I'm talking up to 60% off your room. And not just weekdays and off-season.
Torn down.
I'm talking prime time. All the time. You pay 50% less for shows. Always 25% less for meals and drinks. It's a sure thing. Now, here's another sure bet. You'll get airfares guaranteed to be lower than any available scheduled fare. So if you like living it up in places like Las Vegas, Atlantic City, and the Caribbean, start using your brains instead of your bucks, okay? You call Players Club now. The information free, and so's the call. Now, who gets you the lowest rates on hotel rooms? Who gets you the lowest rates on travel? Who gets you discounts on restaurants? Who gets you the best seats in the house? Who gets it for you? Players Club, baby. It's a sure thing.
New members get two free nights in Las Vegas, Atlantic City, or Lakayan Beach, Bahamas when the club books their flights. Call toll free. 1-800.
Who loves you, baby? It's Players Club. And he'd hold that card up because he's got the star treatment.
And we missed it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We missed it.
Yep.
Hi, Telly Savalas for Players Club.
Who loved you, baby?
Now,
I want to party with Telly.
Yes! Oh, he must have been fun. You know, a good-looking guy like him got all the chicks.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't get enough of him.
They actually made him into a sex symbol. For the ladies, Telly Savalas. Wear a lot of open collared shirts and gold necklaces. And the guy was like 60. We got one thing on the board. Fort Myers crash, Daniels Parkway, and International Drive. And you are up to date. One more traffic update for you in about 30. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is Eyewitness News with Ernie Anastas, Roseanne Scamardella, Warner Wolf, Spencer Christian, and the Eyewitness News team.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Thursday, February 28th.
Double MXIX.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. During the 1970s, Telly Savalas was on network television each week, starring as Theo Kojak, a tough-talking, lollipop-sucking cop. By the way, this article is from 1988.
All right.
Now, Savalas is a regular on television again, but as the pitch man for Players Club International.
Who loves you, baby?
The club offers casual gamblers discounts on hotel rooms, meals, and entertainment.
Reno, Tahoe, Vegas.
Back in August 1986, Players Club International had only 26,000 members and was losing money like a high roller with a streak of bad luck.
Love it. Love it.
Those were the days, weren't they?
Do me a favor, Junior. I just want, look on eBay and see if there's a Players Club, one of those old plastic. I just want to keep one in my wallet.
Oh, yeah. I want a Players Club card, too.
Just that we have it. We need a couple of Players Club cards. They're no good anymore.
But we'll carry them forever.
Forever.
Players Club, baby. Reno, Tahoe, the Caribbean, Atlantic City.
He didn't say Reno or Tahoe.
Not in that one. He did them for years.
Well, I guess, you know, Reno and Tahoe decided not to do business with Players Club
after
a while.
Yeah.
There is a song that you know. You probably know all the words by heart, and you probably haven't heard it in a while, because if it gets in your head, it's a nightmare.
Oh, no, don't even. What is it?
It is the only song
Disney ever produced that is not copyrighted.
It's a small world.
It is a small world.
If you have kids, and I'm talking to a bunch of you, even if they're grown up now, but you took them to Disney World and you had to go into that, it's a small world. It infiltrated your brain.
It's a small world was never, ever copyrighted by Disney, so they receive no royalties when it's used.
Oh, that's a shock.
Because if it did, it would be on an endless loop.
Yeah.
UNICEF requested Disney to have that song as a free gift to children around the world, and they agreed. It is the only song Disney owns that is not copyrighted.
It's a small world after all. Bom, bom, bom. It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small world. After all, what?
Over and over and over again for like an 8-minute ride.
You heard it standing in line. You heard it throughout the ride. You heard it as you were leaving the ride. It was just, oh, God. If you had wings.
Oh, yeah, that one too.
Brought to you by Eastern Airlines.
Yep.
And Frank Borman.
Yep. If you had wings.
I love that ride.
And then
there was a free one, too.
Then the Carousel of Progress had a song, too.
Mm-hmm.
These are the times. These are the best times. These are the best times of your life.
No, they're not.
No.
Stan, when do you suppose the breathalyzer was invented?
I don't know.
Well, in the 1930s, before the breathalyzer was invented.
Oh, it was invented in the 30s?
Well, it was invented after the 30s. In the 1930s, before we had the breathalyzer, police used something they like to call the drunk-o-meter.
Love it. Just love the name.
It was basically just a device that required a person to blow into a balloon. Not sure how accurate it was, but they felt better about it.
If the balloon melted, you knew, you knew he was bombed.
Yep. What about the rabbit?
What about the rabbit? That's a pregnancy test, isn't it?
Yeah.
The rabbit dies. You're expecting.
Uh-huh. Where did Judge Judy come from?
She was a real judge.
Yes, she was. She was a real judge in New York Criminal and Family Court from 1982 to 1996. And yes, she had the same personality and style that you know on TV.
I'm sorry, I love Judge Judy.
She got her show after 60 Minutes did a feature on her in 1993.
Remember Judge Mills Lane?
Yes.
And he had a show?
Let's get it on! In Nebraska, getting married could end up with you being charged with a crime. Because in the state of Nebraska...
Was it underage stuff?
It is against the law to get married... If you have the clap, if you have any STD and you get married, it's against the law.
Okay. I thought that was in a lot of states.
Stan, you know the U.S. presidents like nobody's business.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is there a U.S. president who served in both World War I and World War II?
Well, you wouldn't be bringing it up if
obviously
there wasn't a president. I think I know the answer.
I would hope so.
I wrote a campaign song for him.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't take it.
He's a good man.
He's a fair man. Eisenhower.
Dwight Eisenhower.
In World War I and obviously a general in World War II. And yep. President of the United States. I defy anybody to find anybody else that's done that.
And we love him.
If only he'd be here today. Vote Ike. Vote Ike.
He's a good man. He's a fair man. Vote Ike. Yeah. That's some great writing.
And it never took it. They went with I like Ike. And it did, you know what? It destroyed me.
Yeah. But you know, history judges you kindly.
Yes, they do.
And they realize now that vote Ike, he's a good man, he's a fair man, vote Ike is superior.
Thank you.
Your writing skills are second to none.
Yes, second to none. Did you find us a Players Club card?
I can't find anything.
Oh, I'll find
it. No, they're too valuable.
They are. It's like you're walking with gold in your wallet.
Mm-hmm. A woman in Tennessee ordered up some food from a Mexican restaurant in the Knoxville area last month. And she had the nerve,
the
unmitigated gall, to tip the delivery driver 89 cents. Mm-hmm. Now, it seems that perhaps she added the tip when she paid online with her credit card.
Yeah.
So the driver knew what the tip was from the beginning. And the driver was not happy with the 89 cent tip because the driver had a 30-minute drive round trip and was not at all happy about it. We don't know the driver's name because she is blameless.
Yeah, letting somebody sit there, though, and you got completely blameless.
What we do know is that she was accompanied by 31-year-old Howard Webb. To get even with the woman, Howard decided it would be a good idea to place his genitals in the salsa before dropping off the order.
Had to be a mild salsa or he'd be in a lot of pain.
The woman was unaware of this until much later. It is a good bet that she consumed the tainted salsa.
Literally. Tainted salsa.
She did receive a refund, though, because the driver thought it would be an excellent idea to record video of Howard molesting the food, which ended up on Facebook. Yeah. Then the police got involved. And again, the driver herself is blameless and innocent, as fresh as the driven snow.
Yep.
Howard, however, is now facing 3 to 15 years in prison on a charge of adulteration of food or liquids.
Oh, man. You don't want that charge on your record. That is horrific.
Which is a felony.
Yes.
That is a life-changing event for Howard.
What about the delivery woman that invited him in the car in the first place?
And asked him to do it?
Yeah.
Oh, she's completely blameless.
Oh, really?
This isn't her issue, no. Mm-hmm. No. Just him trying to impress her. And that's why his life is ruined, because he wanted to impress her.
Yep.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, Savalas initially turned down Players Club at first, but eventually gave in after Players Club persisted and his attorney was able to verify that the company was a legitimate business.
Yeah, and he probably got the gold card and got anything he wanted.
Receiving stock also helped change his mind.
Ah, yeah. Good thing he didn't. He died shortly thereafter because it would have taken. It took a bath.
Yeah,
I can't even get a used one online.
Mm-hmm. Now this is an interesting story here. Did I say Bill?
Yes.
Bill. I know that all of us. I don't know about Junior. But Stan and I, we have received a speeding ticket at some point in our lives.
Yep.
You have, Junior?
He just got a warning a couple of weeks ago.
Now, when you get a speeding ticket and the officer says, all right, here's your ticket, and slow down. Okay, thank you, officer. And he's walking away. Now, me personally, at that point, I am paranoid as hell. I am at 10 and 2. I am driving the speed limit because the last thing I want is to get pulled over again. Is that how you react, or do you just shake it off?
Oh, not me.
Well, a 22-year-old driver was pulled over on the highway in Livermore, California on Monday afternoon. The driver was going over 90 miles an hour and received a ticket. 11 minutes later, the 22-year-old was pulled over again. This time, he wasn't going 90, he was going 103.
This makes sense to me.
The total cost of the two tickets should come out to between $800 and $1,000.
Yeah, a few points on the license, driver's school added on to that.
All in 11 minutes.
Yeah.
See, you should at least be snake bit after you get a ticket.
I am.
You know, I give it at least a month before I haul ass again.
Yep, exactly.
Police in Australia were chasing a 23-year-old burglary suspect on Tuesday around 3 a.m. As he ran from the police, he attempted to climb over a 6-foot fence. He didn't make it.
Mm.
He got stuck when his underpants snagged on it.
It happens.
In other words, he ended up with a giant wedgie. When police caught up with him, they say they found him, quote, dangling upside down from the fence, suspended by his underpants.
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
They took him to jail.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For
right,
our final story,
we'll
here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Look at that.
Bill, yeah, you might have kids.
Ouch.
Ouch. There's a 22-year-old woman named Sarah Jane O'Doherty from Dundrum, Ireland. That's near Dublin, they say.
Thank you, Haney.
And back in June of 2016, she was working at a sporting goods store and was taking various items out to the recycling bins, accompanied by a co-worker. Well, that co-worker made a joke. We don't know if it was a standard joke or, this being Ireland, some sort of filthy limerick. But Sarah appreciated the joke and laughed at it. As she was laughing,
yeah,
she bent over and whacked her head against a piece of metal.
Ooh.
She got a nasty cut on her forehead and wound up with a concussion and a permanent scar. She filed a damages claim against the store, and the judge just ruled against her because of the joke. The judge ruled that Sarah was distracted by the joke, so it wasn't the company's fault she got hurt. If she'd been paying proper attention, she wouldn't have hit her head in the first place. That's what's called insult to injury.
Yeah, you know, good laugh around.
There once was a man from Nantucket. And that's the news for today, Thursday, February 28th.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Who loves you, baby? Stan and Haney.
Stizzle and Hizzle in the afternizzle on 96 K-Rizzle. That's right. We're quite hip and on the sharp cutting edge of 1999, biatch. Well, it's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Rob's show coming up at 6 o'clock to take you through your evening. Let's get you updated one more time for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Okay, it's busy. It's busy. Let's start in Fort Myers. Got a crash. Winkler Avenue and Metro Parkway. Another one in Fort Myers. Paul Schultz Way at Gladiolus Drive. Fort Myers. Got a problem. Daniels Parkway at Treeline Avenue. North Fort Myers. Got a problem on Bayshore Road North, right near Ixora Drive. Lehigh Acres, crash, 3900 block of Lee Boulevard. And one more for you, in Estero, crash, Williams Road and South Tamiami Trail. And you are up to date. Yeah.
Way on the other side of the Hudson.
Deep in the bosom of suburbia.
I haven't heard this in years.
I met a young girl, she sang mighty fine. Tears on my pillow at Ave Maria. Standing by the waterfall at Paramus Park, she was working for the Friends of BAI. She was collecting the waters in a paper cup. She was looking for change, and so was I. She was a Jewish girl, I fell in love with her. She wrote her number on the back of my hand. I called her up, I was all out of breath. I said, come hear me play in a rock and roll band. I took a shower and I put on my best blue jeans. I picked her up in my new VW van. She wore a peasant blouse with nothing underneath. I said, hi, she said,
yeah, I guess I am.
Hey,
hey.
This was a big hit.
We went to Dairy Queen for something to eat. She had some onion rings. She had a pickle. She forgot to
tell me that she didn't eat me.
I had a gig in the American Legion Hall. It was a dance for the
Volunteer Ambulance Corps.
She was sitting in a corner against the wall. She would smile and I melted all over the floor.
Thank you.
took her home with me. We watching TV. I met Funicello and some guy going steady. I started fooling around with the vertical hold. We got the munchies and I made some spaghetti. We sat and we talked into the night while Channel 2 was signing off the air. I found the softness of the mouth. We made lots of bombs
bursting in air.
Yes!
Ariel. Ariel.
Thank you for playing this.
This was my favorite song at one point.
Side of the Hudson, deep in the bosom of suburbia.
I met a young girl, she sang mighty fine.
Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria.
Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria.
That's great.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K-Rock.
I just feel like the new man to me, like this new kind of hipster man, acts like a child in a way. Because they're coddled. It's a very coddled. You know how it is. It's changed. If everybody's soft now, sensitive, which is there's positive. The other day I saw a guy. He was like legit 45 years old going to work on a scooter. He was on a scooter. You've probably seen these people. Suit, helmet, scooter. Grown man. Probably with a family. Not a Vespa. Are you guys thinking I'm saying, I'm not talking about machinery. I'm talking about scooter. Just doing this. Grown man, like this, smiling, just gliding down the street. I was like, do you think your wife's not cheating on you? Why would she not be cheating on you? Just think about your father. Think about that man right now. Could you imagine if he left the house one day on a scooter? Think about your dad, dude. Could you imagine? I would look at my mother and be like, listen to me, dad's gone, okay? Just do me a favor, forget about dad, okay? I'm 6 years old, I run the whole operation now. So, you know, let me go learn shapes, and then we'll figure out. Dad's playing hopscotch in the back. We lost.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Big Friday show. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Our question of the week. If you had to recommend a vacation destination to someone you know, where would that destination be? Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, Jimbo.
Jimbo, if you had to recommend a vacation destination to someone you know, so it hadn't been there before, what would you recommend?
Yosemite.
Yosemite, why?
It's breathtaking. I mean, when you go there, you realize that there must be a supreme being. I mean, it's just such a beautiful place. It's, you know, the meadows full of wildflowers.
Now, did you, like Haney was saying to Junior, did you visit or did you stay there up in that area?
We stayed there about a week and a half, and I really long to go back there again. I've always said that if I could choose a place to die, like the Indians used to do, mm-hmm. they'd just go there and stay there, and that would be
good call.
An amazing place. Yep.
Thank you.
See, that's the thing with me, is I can't get a feel for a place in just, you know, a day.
You gotta be there. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Doug.
Doug, if you had to recommend a vacation destination, what would it be?
I'm gonna say Mackinac Island, Michigan.
Okay, explain.
Now, we've heard a lot of people talk about that they like it.
Tell us why.
Well, you get out there and you can ride your bike around the island, and at night the bats will kind of swarm around you, and they'll eat the bugs from around you as you go around.
Fun.
And you can get a permit to have a fire on the beach.
Okay.
And there's plenty of bars. You can get a yard of beer.
Yeah, nothing better than a yard. Time. Yeah, I appreciate the call. Thank you. Yeah, we've had somebody talk about that before.
Yeah.
I've been there before.
Oh, that's right. You have too.
Yeah, it's a really cool place. Just tiny island, no cars other than like an ambulance.
Yeah, Stan doesn't do well with bats. He generally sacrifices his daughter to get away from them.
People know that, but the bridge there in Austin where the bats come out of, I mean, just swarms of them.
Well, that's what it's known for.
Yeah, one flew into my daughter's hair and was all in the hair.
And what'd you do?
I ran. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, ahoy, this is Leonard.
Leonard, if you had to recommend a vacation destination to someone you know, what would it be?
It's Western North Carolina, out in the mountains.
Oh, yeah. Whereabouts?
Well, my folks had a place that was outside of Highlands in Cashiers.
The Highlands in North Carolina are spectacular.
It's beautiful.
Been there.
Absolutely, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I'm saying every time I go up there and every single year I'll go hiking. And I took my wife there for the first time a couple of years ago and she loved it as well. It's just
fabulous. Here's the one thing I thought, because I've been there one time and right next door to it is Franklin.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Here's the one thing I thought going through those roads up in the Highlands in North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
If you ever wanted to get rid of a body, they would never find, if you did something horrific, drive up there, pull over to any side of the road, throw the body out, they would never, ever find it.
No, and some wild bear would probably find the body and get rid of the rest of it.
I'm like, man, this is like the destination if you want to get away with something. It's the truth.
The destination if you want to get away with something.
I'm serious.
Isn't that what they built Lehigh on?
Yes. I swear to God, I was up there probably 20 years ago. And they have, you got to have a good car because it's like inclines and you're going up in elevation and these roads are turning and turning and it's all drop off.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, you pull your car over to the side of the road to get a look at the view and you look at the drop off and it goes cliff like to just deep woods and there's nobody in their right
up
mind
in the Smokies.
Yeah. Is going to go and even bother to look down there. 2779600.
It's nice and peaceful.
It is quiet. You can even make a little commotion and nobody would know about it. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Uh-huh.
Do you realize you're on the air now, sweetheart?
No.
Well, you are.
Here you are.
Here you are. This is your time. Your time to shine, baby. What's your name?
I'm Amy.
Amy, if you had to recommend a vacation destination to someone you know, what would it be?
It would be, I got someone in my head.
Oh, yeah, well.
Texas or Michigan.
Yep, great answer.
You can't go wrong. Just get yourself a ticket to Texas or Michigan.
Yep, brilliant. Just brilliant.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
96 K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.